would like to read because it's very easy, very direct contemplation in which we generate the mind of refuge, renunciation, compassion, and bodhicitta all together. So it's worth to memorize it, really. So it's quite a powerful multi-package, very efficient, based on wisdom, quick, powerful, profound. I can permanently protect and liberate myself and others from suffering only by putting Dharma into practice, receiving Buddha's blessings and receiving help and support from Sangha, the supreme spiritual friends. Therefore, I will make the promise to rely sincerely upon the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, throughout my life, and to accomplish a Buddha's enlightenment. So if we do, when we say permanently protect and liberate myself and others from suffering, so we fear suffering of future lives. If we do not believe in future lives, this is ignorance of karma. And therefore, it's very likely that we are not really interested in a spiritual practice. If we lack interest in spiritual practice, we need to check if we really believe in karma, if we really believe in future lives. And at the end, I don't know if those who have been in Paris, Venerable Geshe-la said at the end of this festival where we received empowerment of Great Mother Prajnaparamita, our practice, the power and the effectiveness of our practice of Guru Yoga depends upon our belief in karma. If we have difficulties with our practice of Guru Yoga, that means with faith in Buddha, in Buddha's teachings, then we need to work on deepen our understanding and our wisdom of karma. Venerable Geshe-la said, the truth of karma. Truth is wisdom, understanding. Okay, so in this way, we take refuge vows and bodhisattva vows then by reciting this ritual prayer through which we promise to go for refuge to the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until we attain enlightenment. So this promise is our refuge vow and is the foundation of then training in a bodhisattva's way of life. So it's like entering into Buddhism through this promise to go for refuge to the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Motivated by the two causes of refuge, which is fear of suffering of future lives, or in particular of lower rebirth, and faith in the three jewels that they will be able to liberate us permanently from any suffering. So beautiful, beautiful. Okay. So this is our refuge vow, our promise. Yeah, so we make the determination, this is what I want to do. And then we put this determination into practice and we go for refuge to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha by applying effort to receive Buddha's blessings continually. receiving help and support from pure spiritual practitioners, people that put Buddha's teachings purely and sincerely into practice and show us a good example. And then we make the determination to put Buddha's teachings into practice sincerely and purely. Sincerely means without laziness. Purely refers to be free from eight worldly concerns. And confess individually all negative actions. So this is actually a promise to purify all negative karma we have accumulated, and that we promise to train in a bodhisattva's moral discipline. This is a very, very important promise. So what are a bodhisattva's moral disciplines? You can read them in Joyful Path of Good Fortune. So the first is moral discipline of restraint or refraining from negative actions. That means I will apply effort to purify all my non-virtue and downfalls, and I will practice only virtue. Yeah, so this is of restraint. I will stop engaging in negative actions, and I will purify all my negative actions. So both, because there's no point in purifying negative actions and then accumulate more. I have to stop them. And the second, there are three moral disciplines. Yeah, we say, I cannot become a Buddha by this alone without three ethics in the stages of the path. Yeah, and this refers to the practice of three moral disciplines of a bodhisattva. So the first is a moral discipline of restraint. Second is gathering virtuous dharma. That means we engage in the practice of the six perfection or the 10 dharma activities, both. So we can read that, learn, understand clearly what it is. And the third moral discipline is benefiting living beings. So this means we help others in any way or in whatever we can, what it is possible. And if we cannot help practically, yeah, we can always we can make prayers for whatever we want to help, or with whatever we want to help, for anybody, for a situation. Yeah, we can engage in the practice of taking and giving, and we should maintain continuously the wish to be able to benefit all living beings directly.